Harry and Christian there, telling me how difficult it is to find accommodation as a student in Bristol. Well, with me in the studio is Evelyn Welsh, Vice-Chancellor at the University of Bristol, and thanks so much for coming in and joining us. Just tell me whether you have any duty when you apportion, you know, take on students to know that there is going to be somewhere for them to live.
So we very much try to ensure that we absolutely provide accommodation for all of those students who tell us that they're coming by a certain date. And you've heard stories which are mainly of second and third year and graduates. This year, the University of Bristol has actually met its accommodation guarantee. What's interesting for universities, it's now the number of bedrooms and beds we can offer, which is determining the number of students we can bring in, rather than the other way around.
Right.
So we're being very, very careful. The previous couple of years were a roller coaster for universities because of the changes in A-levels and the way they were graded.
Right. But I guess, do you and the University of West England, the two big universities in Bristol, do you sit down and say, between us, we cannot have as many students as we like because there isn't enough bedrooms for them to sleep in? There aren't.
So between us, and we work really closely, Steve West and I sit down and we absolutely sit down and say, how many beds do we need? And then we work with Marvin Rees and his team in the City Council to say, how do we ensure that we can guarantee that the number of students, and we do have to grow our student base, does not impact negatively on the city.
Why do you have to grow the base out of interest? Why don't you say, until the city have built more student accommodation, or we have built more student accommodation, we'll just limit the growth? I mean, you're much bigger than you were 15 years ago.
We have grown, and we've grown, of course, 10 years ago, the student tuition fee. This isn't a conversation about student tuition fees, but it could very quickly become one. Student tuition fees have been frozen. They're going to be frozen for the next 2 years, and that does mean that our costs go up by inflation. Staff obviously want an inflation-busting salary increase. Our energy costs have increased considerably, and so the only way to pay our bills is to increase our student numbers. And we should also say that we are also looking for the government to recognise that our students need help. The Welsh government has put up maintenance loans. The English government hasn't.
I don't understand, though, why you can't pay your bills with the current number of students. Growth can't be the way to solve every deficit. You should be able on any day to say, this is the number of teachers, this is the number of students, between them they have to pay their way. I mean, you can't always be saying we just go on growing until we pay last year's deficit.
So you're absolutely right. We can't just keep on growing. And we're hoping that we can have a mature conversation about the costs of research, the costs of a really good, high-quality education in the United Kingdom, across all of the different devolved governments as well. But just, you know, comparing, in Wales, they've given a 9.4% rise for student maintenance in Wales. In England, it's 2.8% uplift. These differentials are really quite problematic.
Mm.
And our students really do need the right kind of support, which we as a university can give them, but we do also face inflationary pressures ourselves.
Do you get pushback from students saying, this is ridiculous, I can't be educated properly, my university experience for which I'm paying £9,000 a year is not good enough if I'm living in Newport for Bristol University? And you do have people in Newport.
So we had the student whom we just heard from was in Newport for 2 weeks, and that's a real shame because they missed out on their Freshers' Week, but we were able to provide them with good quality accommodation after that. We take this really seriously. We're giving young people, but also sometimes not so young people, that chance to grow, to develop, to learn in the right kind of accommodation. Accommodation is such an important part of being a student.
Mm-hmm. Just a sort of final question. Look ahead, if you would, to where our universities go. Labour very much ahead in the opinion polls. What would you like to see? What are you expecting to see? Are you thinking that we carry on with the system we have at the moment, these numbers going to universities at these prices?
So no one thinks that we can carry on the way we are. And we were really pleased to see Keir Starmer acknowledge that something's going to have to change around the Labour policy, and we're keen to engage. It's not just about tuition fees. The research that we provide, the industry engagement that we provide between us, UWE and the University of Bristol contribute just about £2 billion to the West of England's economy. So if we want that to continue, we need to look at capital costs, capital grants, and
I
a whole range
more
of
money. You're saying basically, give us the money.
We need to look at the full range of the ecosystem that makes us a great country, as well as a great set of universities.
Professor Evelyn Welsh, Vice-Chancellor at the University of Bristol, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.